an interesting relationship between Parashas Tetzaveh and Parashas Tzav, which sound the same, Tetzaveh and Tzav, that Tetzaveh has the instructions for that which was done in Parashas Tzav, or at least begun in Parashas Tzav, and that's the preparation for the Chanukas HaMishkan. There's a term that's used in preparing Aaron and the Kohanim for this unbelievable tafkid of being Avadim, of Hashem, Avdei Hashem, in the Mishkan, and that is a lashon that you find both in Parashas Tzav and in Parashas Tetzaveh called Milu Yodayim, Umileisa Es Yadam. What is this, to fill their hands? How is that an expression of them taking on this role, to fill their hands? So Rashi and the Ramban discuss this in Parashas Tetzaveh. Rashi says that it's some kind of expression of appointing someone to a new position. He even describes a custom that existed to put something on someone's hand, like that he could grasp something with, like a glove of sorts, as a way of commemorating his appointment to a new position. The Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban says such as the following lashon to explain what he thinks the pshat is. The Ramban says that milui yodayim in the Torah is a lashon of shlemus, and he brings a few examples. And he says someone who's not tahor and not able to be makriv karbonos, or to do the what he calls la'avoid avoidas hamalchus, to do the avoida of the malchus, his hands are missing in that avoida. There's something missing, something deficient in his hands and his ability to do that avoida. And when he's fully prepared and he's fully ready to, he's tahar and prepared properly to engage in that avoida, so then his hand is complete, his hand is full. The Ramban doesn't explicitly explain what the reference to the hand is, but l'chayra, it's obvious that the hands are the yadayim askaniyoy saying. The hands are the evarim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that we do things with. That's what we create with. We create with our hands, with our yadayim. And when our ability to do is full, is complete, is b'shleimus, it's called that we have a milu yadayim, our hands are full. And when our ability to do is missing, so there's some chisaron in our yadayim. I was inspired from the Rabbeinu B'chayim, Parshas Kisisa, in the Parsha of the Kiyar. You can take a look at that Rabbeinu B'chayim, but you see from there this concept that a person, the way a person was created, unlike the animals, unlike the animal kingdom, his head, his seichel is on top. And his body is underneath his seichel. Because by an Adam, the seichel reigns supreme. It's the highest, most majestic part of a person is his seichel. Underneath it and controlled by it and navigated by the seichel is the guf of a person. By animals, it's not that way. By animals, you can have the head and the body on the same level. Not the head on top of the body. But there's something that can change that. And that is that a human being has the ability to lift something higher than his head. And that is his hands. I can lift my hands above my head, and now there's something even higher than my head. How could that be? When I use my hands through the direction of my seichel, I sanctify my hands, and I actually, in the physical world, act based on what my seichel through the Torah tells me to do. It uplifts my hands to a level that could be even higher than my head. That's the concept of netilas yodayim, which means to lift the hands when we're mekadesh our hands before we do something of kedusha. And I think it's appropriate for this point of the zman, standing here between Purim and Pesach, to first of all to express to everyone what a special, special Purim it was. Wherever Purim was taking place, with all the Talmidim of the yeshiva, and unfortunately this year I couldn't be here, but from far and from near, there was such beautiful, glowing reports of B'nai Torah acting in a way that their hands, their activities, the way they acted, the way they behaved, the way they presented themselves, was a reflection of their seichel. Even if it was a day of Adala Yada, but it was still a reflection of their seichel, it was still a reflection, it was a milo yodayim, it was full hands. And Be'ezer Hashem, moving forward into Pesach, we're in the Shleishim Yoyim Kaidem Achag. We know we learned Masechta Pesachim together. We know there are halachic implications. We're in the 30 days before Yom Tov. We want to make sure that we keep that seichel alive and those engines running. And we want to make sure that we're prepared to use our hands when we're actually mekayim the mitzvahs biyodayim. When we actually not just learn Hilchas Chametz Umatzah, but we're mekayim Hilchas Chametz Umatzah, that it will be with the bechina of miloy yodayim. I look forward, Emetz Hashem, to a mishmar tonight. I hope that we'll be able to enjoy preparing for Shabbos together. The Mashgiach Shmuz will take place tomorrow morning behind the glass upstairs at 9 o'clock. And please start making sure that your calendars are clear for next Shabbos. We're going to have together, I'm looking forward to an extremely meaningful Shabbos that Rav Leshem and I will share with the yeshiva Be'ezer Hashem. We're looking forward. Yashikoyach.